Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One, and today is kind of more of a rant, stuff on my mind, and kind of a comparison, I guess. This is all going to be. So sit down, buckle up. I'm not sure where we're going with this, but let's find out. Yes, we are back from kind of a weekish off, you know, for the holiday and, you know, just for, why not taking time off, you know, right? Because we all need some time off from things, don't we? Even things that we love. I love my podcast. Anywho, so, like I said, it's kind of more of a rant, a thought, disjointed web. Anywho, I just kind of had like a thought the other day that, you know, kind of the two big factors out there right now, you know, in the way of superhero films are, of course, Marvel. Marvel's kind of still the juggernaut going on. We have DC trying to still find their footing after how many years now? I forget how many now. But I've been watching season 3 of, you know, The Boys on Prime, and I recommend it. It's highly graphic, highly adult. It's really good, but it's not for not for weak of stomach. Let's put it that way. But it kind of got me thinking about, is The Boys what DC could have been, but I mean, Boys the more of a perverted way. Because the Boys TV show is really dark. Because it's, you know, graphic, it's gory, it's, you know, like I said, it's adult. And that's really the tone that DC has taken with, you know, their cinematic universe. They want it to be, you know, dark and gritty and, you know, more edgy, because Marvel is that, you know, happy, laughing, action-packed, family-friendly kind of motion. So DC want to make themselves distinguished from that. And it's sad to say, but I think Amazon Prime, you know, show The Boys, is doing a better job at being DC than DC is being DC, if that makes sense. Because, like, look at this. Okay, we have Superman. Apologies, phlegm. So we have you know, Henry Cavill's Superman. You know, perfect casting, by the way. I loved Henry Cavill Cavill as Superman. Clark Kent didn't. He wasn't really a good Clark Kent, but he has been down. But, you know, he's, you know, near invulnerable. He is, well, of course, he dies in Batman Superman. Spoilers. But, you know, and then we have Homelander on The Boys. Basically, just a over-patriotic version of Superman. He can fly. He's near invincible. He shoots lasers out of his eyes. He's super fast. And he wears red, white, and blue. But yeah, it's kind of like one of those, like, what if Superman was kind of lost his way? He had severe mommy issues. He had, I don't know, no moral compass in his life. That's what Homelander would be. You know, we have, I mean, well, we have Wonder Woman, you know, in DC, and we have, you know, Maeve in The Boys. I mean, for them, the resemblance is way more strikingly comparable to each other. But it's the same thing. You know, what if Wonder Woman didn't really have that moral compass, the guiding light, the training, you know, that she had to kind of keep her in line of, you know, make sure you respect all life, you know, do the best you can. While Maeve, I mean, not season three version, but season one and two, was very much, you know, for yourself. You know, as long as you're happy, as long as you're, you know, pleasured, you know, whether it be through alcohol, drugs, whatever, just, you know, make sure that you take care of you. And it just kind of keeps going. We have, you know, A-Train on the boys compared to the Flash in DC. And same thing. You know, and it kind of all boils down to, I forget who said it in the boys, but really most of the superheroes in the boys are a bunch of spoiled brats who need a good spanking. And it just makes me think, like, if you take the boys on, you know, Prime and polish it up, make it, you know, really not family friendly, but theater worthy, like rated R, you know, theater worthy, you would have a really good DC movie. And it's kind of sad to think that's actually, at least for me, that's what I think. You know, maybe there's other people out there who are in, you know, agreeing with me who think I'm nuts, which I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there thinking I'm nuts. Heck, I think I'm nuts sometimes too. Is that a bad thing? Yeah, that's a whole different story. That's a different podcast, isn't it? But, you know, like I said, I still have hope for DC to kind of really find its grounding, find its footing. Okay, the DCEU is finding its footing. Because right now they're going through just a whole mess of crap right now. From, you know, lackluster movies to their stars going through rails and missing. You've seen the stories. If not, Google it. DC star goes missing. You'll read some really creepy shit. I was going to say stuff, but shit is more accurate. Yes. But, you know, if you think about it, can DC take a page from the boys to help improve what they need to do? And it wouldn't be the first time that, you know, a franchise kind of looked to another franchise for inspiration, all that. Like, I was watching, you know, Thor the Dark World the other day, and even though it is rated to be one of the lowest Marvel movies, it has its high points. I think, didn't we do an episode on it? But Does Really Suck episode? If not, we should. But, you know, I remember reading, you know, after that movie came out, that most of the people thought that Asgard from Thor 1 just sucked. And they asked the producer, you know, and all the people who did the CGI and, you know, really all the graphics to it, to kind of look at, you know, Game of Thrones and how magnificent, you know, their cities looked, and to really kind of take that in. And they did. And Asgard for, you know, Thor 2 looked amazing. I mean, for Thor 3, it looked amazing too before it blew up. Well, yeah, spoiler, by the way, if you haven't seen Thor 3 or Ragnarok. But it's been out for years now. You should have seen it by now. Good movie. Amazing movie. Probably the best Thor movie so far until Thor 4 comes out. And we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it keeps the, you know, trend going of being a good movie. But like I said, this is just a rant. Me going off the rails. You know how we roll here. You know, when it's a rant, it's Vincent just speaking his mind about things. Does it make sense? No. Will you ever? Maybe. Who knows? Not me, at least. Why? Because I'm crazy. Or am I just a little unwell? You know, right now I can't tell. But soon enough, I think they'll think of me and how I used to be. Me. But folks, that's all I got for this time. Once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. Hey, we're also on Instagram, Nerd One Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And folks, if you don't mind, if you like this, what I do here, please do share the episode, like, subscribe, retweet. Let's grow the nerddom, and let's grow everyone's knowledge of what I rant about and talk about. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day out there. And bye for now.